It's Wednesday, December the 11th, and you're tuned in to the Channel B podcast. I'm Vince.
Anthony.
Thanks for tuning in.
I know we said I was good, or I said I was good, and I immediately just like zoned out you talking about the intro.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over all this money.
I was going to say, Anthony is holding wads and wads of cash right now. I want to see if he can count this cash as we have this podcast, because I don't think he can do it.
I got those brown notes.
I don't think he can do it.
What? I have it. I already know what it is.
He can't do it.
I did it.
It's too late.
One.
No, you can't do it.
Two.
You can't count out loud. Okay. Yeah, that's
460.
Yeah, you can't do it.
No. I have 460 bucks here.
Why?
In Monopoly money.
Why? Why? Have you ever played Monopoly with real money?
That sounds dangerous as shit.
Ooh, but it's exciting.
Have you ever done that?
I'm gonna do that.
What, are you fucking loaded?
No, I didn't say
are
that.
Are you playing like par value? Like Park Place is $500?
No,
when
no.
You pass go, you collect $200?
No, Park Place is no. You collect a toonie. Come on, let's be real.
Yeah, how many? What if the bank runs out of money? What is the bank? Does everyone have to pool in money for the bank?
Yeah, it's a $50 buy-in. That's a monopolist play.
You have to pay $50 to have a bad time. That's what that is. That's what that sounds like.
Listen, when Monopoly has real money, it's a great time.
Did you see Longer Monopoly?
Yeah, I saw that. That's not
with,
a good idea.
With the dual board?
That's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. But trust me, Monopoly with real money and alcohol, it's time of your life.
Do you put money under Park Place?
What do you mean?
Are you playing by homebrew rules? Or are you playing by official rules?
Official.
Official. Nobody plays Monopoly by official rules.
Official.
You fucking liar.
Official.
Nobody plays Monopoly by official rules.
If there is a rule book, I will read it and follow it.
All right. Okay.
None of this homemade bullshit.
Listen, every time you have to pay taxes, that goes under Park Place. It goes under free parking. And then if you land on free parking, you get all the tax money.
The only time I have home rules is Jenga.
What are home rules Jenga?
One hand only.
One hand only?
You touch a piece, that's you commit.
Oh, that one's, that's hardcore. That's, I don't know if I'm down with that
one.
I don't know if I'm down with that
one. You don't play Jenga with me, that's how we play.
I've never played Jenga with you, and I think I can avoid it. So, I haven't played Jenga with you in 7 years.
Those are my two. Oh, the other one is, you can't do four from the top.
Four from the top? You know what the official Jenga rules is?
What?
Two from the top.
Fuck that.
It's the third one from the top completed row.
Yeah, mine's four.
Damn. That's rough city.
So... now you know. Four from the top, one hand, commit to your touch.
Ugh.
Want to play Jenga?
No.
Why not?
Want to play chess?
Fuck that.
touch chess is the hardest.
You should see when we do Jumbo Jenga, one hand only.
Jumbo? What is this, just bricks? Like.
Now that's a minefield.
Ugh. That sounds terrible.
For money.
Remind me to never... play Jenga with you.
What if it's truth or dare Jenga?
I'm down.
One hand only.
I'm down.
Four from the top.
I'm down.
You commit to the piece.
Truth or dare Jenga, I will play no matter what because it's always fun.
Okay.
That truth or dare Jenga is the one where I'm like, oh, I want to hear the juice. I want to hear that juice.
You need the juice?
I need the juicy tidbits. Or we're in Canada. I need the juicy tidbits.
Okay. Okay, truth or dare Jenga it is.
If you can find me truth or dare Jenga, I will play you in Jenga.
That sounds like a master plan.
I don't know how much truth I can tell you.
There's a $50 buy-in.
To Jenga?
We need incentive to win.
Are the stacks just dollar bills?
Might as well be.
That's the true money Jenga. If you're really rich and each row is like $1,000 in 20s.
I can't wait till I'm so rich that my Jenga is just bars of gold.
Yeah, and when it falls, it dents. Super soft.
Ooh, yeah, that would be dangerous. Actually, someone might get hurt. Ah, even better.
even better. We'll hire people. I won't play myself. I'll hire someone else to play.
Yeah. Anyways, let's start with the show proper with a question to chew on. Paul Chew writes in honor of your family.
Of your family.
In honor of Anthony's big trip.
Yeah.
What are your travel essentials when traveling internationally? What do you need to have with you when you're on the go? Either to keep you entertained or as a luxury that you don't want to be without when you're far from home.
Clothes.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. I don't know. International travel I haven't done a whole lot of, but usually I kind of prep the same as internet, like not international, national travel, which is close. Mm. So like I have currently, I'm done packing.
Yeah.
I have 2 weeks worth of clothes that all fit in a carry-on, and I have I'm checking an empty bag.
Mm.
So I don't really bring too much. There's obviously you want things like you want power banks. You want power converters.
Okay, for what? For what?
Like your phone.
Okay.
Right? So you get like a nice power bank, you bring a USB-C, okay. Whatever.
Does your phone count?
As what?
As like a item that you need to bring. Like, I feel like it's a given. Like, there's no way people are going out their phones nowadays.
Yeah, true, because you can get SIM cards at the...
Yeah.
I guess if it's essentials, it's really boring. Like, I usually bring like a retro handheld to play.
Yep.
Like I, in this one, I'm, if I can find it before I leave, I'm going to bring my SP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play some Pokemon Red.
Yep.
If not, I'm just going to bring a book, my iPod,
mm-hmm.
some headphones.
Yep.
I always have like a travel notebook. So I have this, I have a mini one now where I just write notes of places I want to go, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have like a bigger one that's like a scrapbook.
Yeah.
So I'll probably bring like two-sided tape.
For sure.
Some scissors.
Yeah.
Some whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll fill out that scrapbook, but yeah. Otherwise it's pretty plain Jane over here. I don't bring anything too wild.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently bought one of those universal plugs. It's like a cube, and you can like shoot out whatever socket you need or whatever, and then it goes into USB. It goes into whatever plug you want to convert it to.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing too good. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I bring my phone. My phone usually ends up being like the main thing that I need with me.
Mm-hmm.
That and like an all-purpose watch.
Yeah.
Something with world time on it.
World time.
Just so I have both time zones.
Ooh, I should bring my calculator watch.
Because
mm-hmm. I have Japanese time on the second portion.
There you go.
There you go.
One of those power banks. Yeah, everything to keep my phone alive because my phone is my camera.
Well, I'm bringing my camera. My camera-ass camera.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then the past couple times I would bring my laptop only so I could offload everything on my phone. Like at night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, I never really used it for anything.
But don't you have now, don't you have like 120 gigs of storage now on your phone?
Yeah, so like it's been a while since I've been on a trip where I...
Because I remember the last time I went to Japan with you.
Yeah.
In our producer TJ, you did bring your laptop to offload all your pictures and videos and everything. Yeah. But now you have a much larger phone.
Yeah.
So
actually, yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. Actually, don't know what to Iceland. I still brought my laptop.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So usually it's my laptop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what did you bring to Iceland?
My phone and my laptop.
Okay.
That's more or less like it. I didn't bring anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, my phone usually has everything I need. Yeah, I don't really play games portably anymore.
Really? Plane, train, automobiles.
To be fair, I haven't even. Even when I was a kid, I didn't play them portably.
Yeah, that's fair.
I played them in my bed.
Oh yeah, with the warm light.
Yeah. So
under your covers, so your parents don't bust you.
More or less. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I should. So if I bring my SP, should I finish my playthrough of Red, which I will talk about later,
mm-hmm.
or should I play Golden Sun?
That one. Have you played Golden Sun before?
I have. Oh. I've 100%ed both Golden Suns.
Okay.
But should I go back?
So,
or should I play something new that TJ gave me?
I don't know. But the real question is, how important is sound to you?
Not really.
Okay.
On portable games?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only because I know that doesn't have a headphone jack.
If I want that sound,
yeah.
I'm going to bring the PSP.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to play that War of the Lions and suck dick at it.
Okay. All right. Good for you, sir.
Well, maybe I'll just bring my PSP.
But then you really have to worry about battery life.
Yeah, true facts, true facts. Vita it is.
Oof.
WonderSwan it is.
Oof, oof. Bring your DS and call it a day.
Oh, my DS.
Lite.
Oh, the DS Lite.
The DS Lite.
Not my 3DS?
No.
What if I want a Street Pass?
You don't.
Nobody's Street Pass.
No.
Nobody's Street Pass.
It's Japan. They don't know about the Street Pass. Yeah.
It's over. They got the Switch and stuff. I know the thing for me with portable gaming is I never want to bring anything that's too recent.
Why?
Because I'm always paranoid that someone else will see it and they'll like, that guy has this thing, and then they'll try and take it.
I don't think people care.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a paranoid person.
I don't think people care, man. Walk around with an iPad. Damn. That's probably, if I had to be honest, an iPad is what I would bring next time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any travel tips, like how to pack more efficiently and stuff like that?
I don't know.
So TJ had showed me like army ways to fold. Yeah, and ways to fold and stuff. And like using elastics to keep big things
small. Yeah, that's more or less right.
Then I know what I started doing is instead of keeping track of a lot of different small things, I keep all the small things in one bag. So yes. Like I'll bring a Ziploc bag and put all my chargers in the bag. Because then all I have to remember is the bag, not each individual charger. Right. And stuff like that.
Well, when you live off one ecosystem, you only have one charger.
True facts.
And that's all you got to worry about.
I guess I only really got to worry about USB-C.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Unless I bring that SP.
Oh, that's true.
Then I got to bring the SP charger.
Yeah. Like, I didn't bring a phone charger because when I bring my laptop, because then I just use my laptop. That's the charger.
That's fair.
Right?
I always try and read at least one book on a trip.
I always find I just end up sleeping too much. Like, in my downtime, I'm just sleeping on trips.
Really?
Yeah. Like, on the airplane, just sleep.
Can't sleep on an airplane, man.
Car ride, sleep.
Can't do it.
Transit, sleep.
I wish I could do that. I wish. Maybe I should bring, like, gravel or some shit.
That's my curse, man.
Just bring some drugs.
That's my curse.
What, you sleep on shit?
That I can sleep anywhere.
That sounds like a great curse. That sounds like a god-tier superpower.
It is a god-tier superpower. Except that I don't like sleeping.
What?
Because it's a waste of time.
You love sleep.
That's the curse. It's such a waste of time.
But you love it.
I know. And I'm so good at it.
It's one of those things. So I am top-tier sleeper.
You know, when you go to sleep and they ask you about how long was he in his deep sleep?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, 90%.
90%. Did you go for a sleep test?
No. Actually, there's this ring I saw that you wear.
Yeah.
And it just measures how you sleep and tells you the next day if you've been rested or not.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to get it.
I heard that you can not have a deep sleep or a restful sleep if you actually have problems breathing through your nose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that explains a lot because I've always had problems breathing through my nose.
Breathe through your mouth.
But then it causes like a lot of plaque buildup on my teeth. This whole thing.
Listen, sacrifices must be made. Just floss.
I was going to cut off my nose.
Ooh. Okay, that escalated quickly.
It's going to chop.
Follow-up question.
What's up?
Anthony, anything specific you hope to do while you're out there?
Yes. Gundam.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. But
okay. Nothing. Strip club?
Huh?
Hostess club?
No.
What do you think I was going to say?
Nothing.
What? Nothing. I need to know now.
No.
What do you think of me? What do you think I was going to do?
Okay.
What is it?
It's an off-air discussion.
Okay. Oh.
Now you know what I was going to say.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I get it. I'll confirm after. But I think I got it. I think I'm down. I think I'm down with what you're trying to...
Yeah, you're down?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to Odaiba for sure. I want to see Unicorn Gundam.
Yeah.
I want to go see if they have any exclusive master grades there like they did last time.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Probably do. Also, there's a thing in the same area called Team Labs. And it's like a really cool... It's like... Not interactive, but it's like a light art installation, and you can buy tickets, and you go in there, and it's like, remember Infinity Mirrors?
Yep.
Think of like that, but with like a lot of lights, and so you're in this room, and it's like otherworldly, and you can see it like you're just in weird areas. They set up these cool spaces for you to put yourself on the gram, pretty much.
Is it like the Museum of Illusions?
Kinda, okay. Yeah, and well, it's yeah, less on illusions and more. Whoa, dude, this looks cool. Mm. I'm in the Matrix. Like,
oh, I see. Okay.
Like, I'm immersed in this space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to do that. Other than that, I have a fucking list of game shops. I'm going to go to Mandarake.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Super Potato.
I'm
going to Manda the Rake. I'm going to try and find some Figmas that are too expensive here.
Well, Figma Mako just came out.
Figma Mako did just come out. You were correct. And I didn't pre-order it, so I'm trying to find it in the Nihon.
Okay.
Yeah, and just in general, I usually like a lot of history stuff in museums. I learned about a couple technology museums in Tokyo around Roppongi Hills.
Yep.
I learned about some historical areas in Osaka.
Osaka.
There's the manga museum in Kyoto we didn't get to go to.
Oh, right. Okay.
The International Manga Museum. So I'm going to try and go to that. Not on a Wednesday.
Why not?
Because it's closed on Wednesday.
Okay.
That's when we went and it was closed.
Oh, right. All right. Okay.
Oh, and the Bamboo Grove in Kyoto.
Cool.
So we went to go see the Pokemon Towers. Kinkakuji and the other one. But we didn't go see the Bamboo Grove in Kyoto. So I'm going to go try and do that.
Cool.
But yeah, it's going to be a lot of walking. I'm going to be walking a lot.
Makes sense. Yeah. Here's a fun fact.
What?
Did you know that if you walk the same distance that I run,
mm-hmm.
we burn the same calories?
For real?
Assuming you walk at a,
a brisk pace.
Not a brisk pace, but like a decent pace. Whatever your normal walking pace is.
So it takes less energy.
Yeah, the equation is you just have to spend more time doing it. So say it takes me half an hour to run this amount, and it takes you an hour to walk it. We're in the same calories.
Cool.
Now you know.
Why'd that come up?
Just thought about it. You said a lot of walking.
Yeah, a lot of walking. Okay, that's fair.
I've had this discussion many times with a lot of people.
As long as we're talking about working out, yeah. I just want to personal congratulations to myself.
What did you do?
I lost 10 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. What are you at now?
I'm at 181.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah,
feels good, man.
How'd you do it?
Wait.
Stopped eating?
I continue to barely eat.
Oh. Okay.
that is part of my daily ritual, which is not on purpose. It's just how I live.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a mix. It was starting with a mix of cardio that lost a lot of water weight, stuff like that. And then,
that's good.
Just congratulations. I forced myself to do weights, my dude.
Omedetto.
Wow. Are you Nihonji?
Listen, I have many secrets.
Wow. Are you secretly studying Japanese by yourself? Do you want to join a study group?
I can neither confirm nor deny that one.
You can join a study group if you want.
I've got other languages on the top of my list.
Mauritian.
No. What's Mauritian?
I don't know. Chinese. I don't know. Some shit.
No. Creole.
Same. What? Krill, the fish?
French.
The thing that whales eat? Yes. Creole?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oui.
Oui.
Whereas the Quebec would say, wah.
Is that what they say?
They say, wah. They don't say, oui. They say, wah.
No wonder why they want to separate from Canada. Fuck those
That's
guys.
Why the French hate the Quebec.
Yeah. Fuck those guys, fake-ass French bitches.
Cool.
Yeah.
Guess
I'm going to do a lot of stuff.
No, we're all excited for you.
Thank you.
I know you're going to do a lot of stuff.
But guess what?
What?
I don't know. You said it. I want to know. I don't want to know. You said, guess what?
We watched a movie.
We did.
Yes, we did. This week we watched Ford versus Ferrari.
This is your movie.
The epic tale of the mid-1960s Le Mans battle when Ford tried to get in a partnership with Ferrari. Ferrari said, fuck you.
Well, really, Fiat said, fuck you.
Ferrari said, fuck you. And Ford was like, yo, how dare you betray me? How dare you take that knife, stick it in my back, and twist it?
You're not Ford.
So I'm going to fucking come back here and beat you at your own game, bitch.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And that is the story of Ford versus Ferrari.
It's really the story of Shelby Cobra and his buddy versus Ferrari.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the surround, yeah. Anybody who knows anything about auto sports or racing, the whole Ford beating Ferrari at Le Mans 4 years straight, probably the most famous automotive story,
mm-hmm.
in terms of, at least when it comes to corporate figureheads. The other big famous racing stories are usually more driver focused, like driver A versus driver B.
Yeah.
But this is probably the biggest one where two giant manufacturers went head to head and one clearly lost.
Yeah.
This movie, though, you're right. It does. That is the setting for this movie. But the movie is really, about Mr. Carroll Shelby,
mm-hmm.
and his boy, Ken Miles.
I like that the race car's driver's last name is Miles.
Yeah.
It's very Sonic.
Yeah. And it's about their story of how they... It's actually more about these two versus corporate America.
Yeah. That's exactly what the story is.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, this is Ferrari.
Yeah.
Ferrari exists as this fucking anomaly where they are technically corporate, but they are still racers. They are the people who most closely understand Shelby and Ken Miles.
Yes.
but they don't work for Ferrari.
Yes.
They work for Ford.
Yes.
And it's them trying to get past American business practices to actually make something pure.
Yes.
Like Ferrari.
Yeah. And that whole premise is not what I expected from the movie.
Mm-hmm. What did you expect?
I really wanted the story of Ford versus Ferrari. Like, I really wanted more on the automotive side.
You wanted more for actual, like, here's more of what Ferrari's doing.
Yeah. Wow, what, like, they're doing. I really wanted more of that story. I didn't realize I was walking into the Ken Miles, let's feel sorry for everybody story.
Yeah.
And I get it. I guess, like, they wanted you, like, the problem is it's tough to make an action, like, it's actually tough to make an exciting racing movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, Speed Racer.
Oh, God. Entertaining, yes. Exciting? I don't know. Riveting? I don't know.
Good? I don't
know. Yeah, so, like, it's always been very tough. And so I get that they wanted to really focus on the human elements again. Mm-hmm. Especially get those people who don't know anything about the history of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the smarter play. It makes for a more, let's say, appealing to the general mainstream audience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the movie that I was expecting to see. Especially when you see, like, all the promo images or you see the poster. It's just like, even the title is kind of misleading.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it's Ford versus Ferrari. But it's kind of like Ford versus Inner Ford. But yeah, no, I thought the movie was pretty, it was well done. It was entertaining. It got the gist of the battle of Ford and Ferrari across. But yeah, it was definitely wrapped up in the bromance versus mm-hmm. corporate America. And I think that was a fun watch. It was cool. Like, I like that it was positioned like these two are like I, on one hand, I really did like how it was just like it was a bromance, but it felt like a real bromance.
Where it's like these guys, well, they have the fucking Persona 4 Yosuke moment.
Yeah.
At the end there. Or not in the end, in the middle.
Yeah, like they have a fight, but it's not like one of like those cliched movie fights where it's like, oh, we fight, we separate, and then it's like we go our own ways and we come back and make up.
No, it's a more realistic thing.
Yeah, it's like,
when, like, fuck you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Get it out of your system and then you're like, okay, we good? You want a beer?
Yeah. And I like how they were very, like, it just felt very real, and like that was like really nice to see.
That was, I think, the shining point of this movie. Like,
yeah.
The racing, the way they filmed it, it's really interesting because it's in, like, 1960s cars.
Yeah.
You get to see, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful cars ever made, which is the Ford GT40.
Yeah.
And but I think the shining portion of the show is really how realistic they make these people.
Yeah.
I feel that the head of Ford and his right-hand man are a little caricature.
Yes.
To get you to hate them more.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't make decisions where it's like, I wouldn't put it past these people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, these people wouldn't make that kind of decision.
Mm-hmm.
Or I believe that this probably happened in real life.
Yeah.
But the whole thing between Shelby and Miles, I was just like, yeah, that seems fucking real. That seems legit. This seems like they just told a story of two guys who are friends and love cars.
Yeah.
Right? And they have this amazing opportunity to do something more than just work a garage.
Yeah. And that's kind of the movie.
Yeah. But what did you think about it overall? Like, you said you wanted more.
Yeah. Like, I thought, for what it was, for the bait and switch that it was, I thought it was pretty good. Like, it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
But I didn't walk out being like, oh, yay, loving it.
Go. Okay.
Like, it's just like, all right, that was pretty cool.
I think I liked it a little bit more than you, where I came out and I was like, wow, that was really good.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely wasn't something where I'm like, oh, fuck, movie of the year.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something I walked out and I was like, wow, that was like a really well-told, interesting story.
Yeah.
I went home after and I actually like looked up like more history on it, right, and some more facts and shit. But it did its job. It taught me about this really interesting portion of automotive history. They're the only American team still to ever win the Le Mans.
Yeah.
And just this kind of, it's not really like a, was it David versus Goliath story at all? It's just two Goliaths.
Yes.
And then they hired they hired the other guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, David, can you make this car for me? He's like, I guess. And then Goliath kept coming down and being like, hey, but what if we like didn't do this thing that we said you could do? Right? Like, there are so many frustrating moments in the movie where it's like, I got carte blanche. They came down and said, I don't have carte blanche. Fuck. Like, and just the way they kind of fucked with Miles and all that stuff because he's not like that corporate figurehead.
Yeah.
Like, he's more of a Kimi Räikkönen, if you want to compare him to modern day drivers.
I would say he's the most American.
Yeah. But he's British. Isn't he?
I think he's Scottish.
Scottish. Okay. Yeah. That explains the anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That explains the anger. Yeah.
So he's Scottish, and like, he's got that Scottish anger with that American entitlement.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect storm of like, you can't put this guy in front of a camera. But he's also one of the best racing drivers you've ever seen.
So, yeah.
I thought it was really good. I too wanted to see more Ferrari, but only because whenever they showed Ford, it was making me so mad. Right? Every time I saw the owner, like, what's his name?
Henry Ford Jr. Yes.
I was going to say Doug Ford. I was like, wait a minute. That's not Doug it. Doug
Ford?
Like, every time Henry Ford Jr. would do something fucking dumb, in my head, I'm like, fucking Enzo Ferrari wouldn't do that shit. Fucking bitch. I'm like, you don't love the craft, you.
You don't love the craft.
You don't love the craft. You're just in it for the assembly line, you fucking nerd. Like,
yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. And so I was just like internally screaming the whole time.
Wow. Yeah, it was a good film.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It was good.
Yeah. I do recommend it if you have like any remote interest in cars.
Yeah.
Right. I would recommend go seeing.
I think this is easier to get into as far as like car movies are concerned.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to bring someone who doesn't really care.
Yeah, because you still have the interpersonal drama.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I still prefer a movie like Rush to it. Only because...
I don't think I've seen Rush.
Niki Lauda.
Oh, that one.
James Hunt.
Yeah. Did we go see that together?
Yeah.
Okay, we did. Yeah.
I still prefer that kind of movie, like, because that was definitely more focused on...
That one is racing.
That one's racing.
Rubber to the road, baby.
And it's a little more Hollywood, just like... But it's exciting. Yeah. And like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Cool. We both enjoyed it.
We certainly did.
Go watch Rush.
And now time for the picks of the week. We'll start with movie trailers.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds is back in a movie.
So quick. This guy's making a movie a year.
Doesn't he have another movie coming out on Christmas on Netflix?
Oh, with Michael Bay?
Six Underground?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's another trailer for that I forgot to put on.
Oh, whatever. I'm just going to watch it at this point. Fuck. Yeah. What the hell, man? This guy's nutty.
Yeah, so his new movie called Free Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Reynolds plays an NPC in Grand Theft Auto who decides to have a mind of his own.
Glitch in the Matrix!
Yes. This movie looks like a cross between... What was the Adam Sandler video game movie?
Pixels.
Yeah. And the Lego movie.
Yeah, kind
of. And like, on paper, that sounds very bad.
Because it's one of the worst movies ever made, yeah. Which is combined with one of the best animated movies ever made.
Yeah. And when you're watching this trailer, I definitely get the sense like, this could be awful. This could be really awful. But it could also be fucking brilliant.
There's some lines in there that are like pure Ryan Reynolds, but I'm like, I'm down.
Yeah.
Is that a Glock in your pocket? No, it's two Glocks. Like, just dumb shit like that. I'm like, fuck yeah, Ryan. Like, this guy made Deadpool, and then they just gave him, like, here's a blank check. Just go make movies. Like,
just make whatever you want.
Just go, because apparently we don't know shit. Yeah. Like, Deadpool's, like, one of the biggest movies ever made. Just fucking go.
Yeah, I think there was an interview, and he's like, you know, this Free Guy movie, I think it's my favorite movie I've ever made. I guess I can see why.
I gotta make that. I gotta watch that now. If it's the favorite movie he's ever made, I gotta watch that now.
Yeah. But yeah, there's not really much else to say about it.
Ryan Reynolds plays the exact same character.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds plays Ryan Reynolds if Ryan Reynolds was in a video game.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining.
I don't think anybody is.
Ryan Reynolds can play Ryan Reynolds for the rest of his life, and I'd be like, that's fine.
I'm just worried, like, what happens when Ryan Reynolds gets older?
He's gonna play... I think Adam... I think... Okay, here's my take.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds
yeah.
is the new Adam Sandler.
No.
So where Adam Sandler movies originally,
yeah.
right? Kids love him. Pretty good. Happy Gilmore, still a great movie, even today.
Yeah.
Right? Happy Madison, or not Happy, that's his production studio.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore, Little Nicky.
Yeah.
Eh, kind of slipping. What was the one where he was a rich kid having to go back to school?
Oh, I don't know.
He's the private teacher.
Is that Billy Madison?
Yeah, Billy Madison. That was it.
Okay.
Billy Madison. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's just, that's what's going to happen. He's going to get old.
Yeah.
His fashion sense is going to get fucking wild.
Yeah.
And he's going to slowly anamorph into Adam Sandler 2.0.
No.
Yeah, he's going to make Free Guy's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah. And then he's going to make Free Guy 2.
Oh,
it's going to be absolute dog shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But see, the thing is, Ryan Reynolds also makes action movies.
Yeah. Yes.
I just don't know. We'll see. I'll, you know what? We'll just enjoy them while we can.
Did you see what... sorry, speaking of Adam Sandler, I'm just going to hijack this for a second. Did you see what he said recently if he doesn't win an award?
What?
Because he has a new movie out. I actually forget what it's called.
Yeah, he plays a very serious role.
Yeah, it's a very serious movie, and he made it.
Right? It's about, like, diamonds and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he came out and said, if I do not win an award for this movie, I will make the worst movie ever made. he basically threatened viewers to be like, if I don't win anything for this, I'm going to make an absolute dog shit movie. You thought Pixels was bad. You thought Paul Blart Mall Cop was bad.
That was a pretty bad movie.
It was pretty bad.
Okay, great.
So there you go.
Thanks, Adam Sandler.
No problem.
All right. Next movie trailer. You know who's back in business?
Ryan Reynolds.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, this looked really cool.
Yes, Wonder Woman 1984. The trailer for this is that Gal Gadot is back in the role as the all-American beauty queen.
Mm-hmm.
She's 1984. I don't know how the hell Chris Pine is alive.
Yeah, didn't he like extra die?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. He went to go blow up in a bomb.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be... That was in World War I.
Yeah.
So there's at least a 40-year gap.
Yep.
And wait, still wait. World War One or two?
I think it was World War
One.
One, because they had trenches, right?
Okay, so there's a 60-year gap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's still young ass looking.
So there must be some sort of time travel bullshit that's going on here.
It looks cool.
She's definitely looking cool.
Like, if I if I want to like be really granular about shit and just be like, if I compare two superhero movies, female superhero movies that are coming out now.
Oh, I see. I see where you're going. Okay.
Sure. This one looks significantly better.
Well, this one has superpowers.
So does the other one. We watched that trailer last week.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Right? She's got the powers of extreme.
She's basically X Games condensed into a person, right? Whereas Gal Gadot is literally whipping lightning.
She's doing it.
She's riding the lightning.
She's doing it. And then she has an all gold suit.
It's pretty cool. It's very 80s.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
I like it. Shit's, I like where this is going.
Shit's bold. Mm-hmm. I need to see this movie.
Same.
I need to see this movie.
This looks really fucking good.
Yeah.
I kind of like the first Wonder Woman too.
Oh, I love the first one.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. It was Captain America.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
It was if Captain America was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because Captain America 1, that's a dog shit movie.
I wouldn't say it's dog shit, but yeah. It's definitely bottom tier, I think. Okay. Last trailer. Another female lead. Yo, Mulan. Mulan is back. How we feeling about this one?
I'm conflicted, baby.
How do we feel?
First off, no Mushu.
No.
Second off, they just put the Avengers mix on my reflection.
I like it.
Right? And I'm just like, all right, I get it. Heavy drums. Here's a bunch of horns. I got it.
I like it.
Whatever. You're trying to do Hans Zimmer. You can't do it.
I like it.
I think that the whole setting, the story, that it's more based on mythology and less based on magic shit, but they still have transforming people for some reason.
They have a witch.
Yeah, they have a fucking witch. Whatever.
But it's part of the folklore.
It is part of the folklore. You're right.
What if that phoenix is Mushu?
That'd be nutty.
And they're just hiding it.
My reflection with the movie is external.
Oh.
Because recently...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, don't bring this in. No.
Main actress is against Hong Kong. And I can't have that shit. Can't have that shit, all right? I don't know.
But it is within character.
Are you saying...
It is within
character. Are you saying that she's a method actor?
Yes.
And that outside of her character as Mulan, she is still hardcore nationalist.
Mulan is the most nationalist. Let's be real.
Would you say that she doesn't have to act?
Mulan
is
fighting for her country.
Is this opinion of Hong Kong coming from her or coming from her as Mulan?
At what point is she not Mulan?
When does the character become the actor and vice versa?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. Listen, you threw a fucking wrench into my thought process.
And now you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Maybe she's just really good at it. You know what? She is kind of hot. Maybe I'll give her a pass. I don't know. You know, what was that scale we always talk about? The hot to crazy scale?
Like, I forgot about that.
Like, the hotter someone is, the more crazy you have to deal with.
Yeah.
In order to get that hot.
Yeah, no, it's a direct relationship.
With yeah.
It's hot times crazy.
Sometimes I wish it was inverse.
No, it is not inverse.
It's not.
The hotter the girl, the crazier the
more crazy you have to deal with.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Damn. Oh, I gotta think about it.
Okay.
I think about it. But movie looks good. Movie does look good.
Donnie
Yen looking hot. Looking sexy as fuck in that armor.
Oh, he definitely is.
I'm gonna make a man out of you.
Yes.
But also, I'm kind of surprised they didn't just make the whole movie in Mandarin.
Yeah, it is weird because everyone has a thick accent.
Yeah, for sure, right?
And it does feel kind of strange that they're speaking English.
It's not like Aladdin where everyone's English is pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
And I wonder if they did that. Like, who made that call, right? Like, that must have been tough, because I guess at the end of the day, it's a Disney movie, right? And I don't know if they can, like, it's like a Hallmark Disney movie, too. So I don't think there's ever been a Hallmark Disney movie where the preferred language is something other than English.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? If Disney wants to suck that China dick.
Well, what if they just threw it in Cantonese?
Oh, that'd be the ultimate, like, ha ha, fuck you.
Yeah. What if it was just Kanto?
Your Chinese heroine is in Kanto? Oh, fuck. What a twist.
That's the future, or that's the alternate universe I want to be part of.
That'd be a pretty great alternate future.
Yeah. Mandarin, I mean, Mulan looks good.
It looks good.
It looks good.
Looks A-okay.
Sure does. Oh, what's next?
Is that all you had?
Yeah.
All your movie trailers? Let's move in. To video games.
Video games.
So, Nintendo.
They're a company.
Oh, I had a burp there. I
heard of them.
They had their Nintendo World. As you can see, Nindies is no more.
Yes. Thank God.
Nintendo World Direct, pretty much. They showed a whole buttload of indie games. They showed some game that was like, they called it Violent Overcooked.
Yep.
Didn't look great.
Nope.
Really, there's two games I want to talk about here.
All right, tell me.
One, Axiom Verge 2.
Dose, it's a sequel.
It's a sequel to Axiom Verge. Axiom Verge is a fucking great Metroidvania, probably one of the better ones, if not one of the best ones to come out in recent years.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited for a sequel. Love that original game. So that's really cool. And I think the timing on that was like mid 2020, late 2020, something like that. It was way out there. But the piece de resistance
of this. Oh, fuck, I know you're going to call it.
It's fucking Skatebird. No! Baby. It's Skatebird. Oh. It's birds on a skateboard. Oh.
How could you?
Lo-fi bird hop. You betrayed me. That's a genre of music in the video game.
Oh, you've betrayed me.
Video games have peaked.
Disgusting.
It gets no better.
I don't like this.
Well, then you don't like Tony Hawk, bird skateboarder?
No.
What not? No. What's wrong with you?
No.
Are you sick?
This game looks stupid.
What are you talking about? It's a bird on a skateboard.
It's so dumb.
It's the best.
First of all, it's not a skateboard.
It's a bird board?
No.
What is it?
It's a tech deck.
Oh, man. Are tech decks just mini skateboards?
No, they're not.
Tech decks are its own branded.
Yeah.
Can I get a branded tech deck?
Yes, you can.
Oh, sweet. If I can get a branded tech deck in skateboard, then that's game of the year. I don't know what to say.
That's game of the year?
I don't know what to say, man. I saw this trailer and I was sold immediately. I was like, I need five copies. Oh
my god. They're all digital.
Yeah, but limited run games has my back.
Oh my god, what a shit game. What a shitty game.
It looks great. Never have I seen a greater skateboarding game than Disney skateboarding on PS2.
Okay. I was like, ooh, watch what you say. I'm going to hold you to that.
No, Tony Hawk's Underground 1. Maybe 2. Maybe 2.
Okay.
But Tony Hawk's Underground 1, that's a quality video game.
Okay, fair enough.
Fucking, what's your nemesis? Kyle? Some dumbass name like that? I forget his name. He stole all your shit.
Tony Hawk Underground.
You had to drive a car over a bridge.
That just sounds like the most pedestrian thing I've ever heard. You had to drive a car.
No, like you had to jump the bridge with the car.
Okay.
Yeah, because the bridge was down.
So, like, listen, buddy, you know how many bridges I drive over every day?
Yo, the cops were trying to get you because you were skateboarding too hard. Ooh. So you take some guy's tuner car and you jump it.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Tony Hawk's Underground. So good. But yeah, do you remember anything else from this Nintendo Direct that really caught your eye?
No.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff where I'm just like, and then there's Skateboard. It's the ultimate.
Nothing.
After that...
There was one game.
Which one?
Sports Story.
Oh, Sports Story. Yeah, I forgot about that. So Sports Story is a sequel to Golf Story.
Yes.
For people who don't know, Golf Story is a JRPG where you play golf.
Yes, I need to play that still.
Same. So I don't own Golf Story, but I own the game within Golf Story.
Oh.
So within Golf Story, there's a game called Galf, G-A-L-F.
Uh-huh.
And some company I like released that game on an NES cart.
Whoa.
That you can play in an NES.
Wild.
So I bought an NES game in 2019.
Oh, is this where it's from?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where Galf is from.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. But I still haven't played the actual game, which is Golf Story.
Yeah, I gotta buy the next time it goes on sale.
Yeah, that looks really good. So yeah. Golf Story, Sports Story has the Deca tournament, Decathlon.
Yeah, Decathlon.
Yeah, something like that.
Decathlon, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's 10 sports in the game. It shows you, someone serves you a tennis ball, and then you hit it with a fucking 5-iron into a soccer net. It looks weird. It looks rad. It looks so cool.
Yep.
I just want to know how they mix everything into
the game. Yeah, it looks fun. So that's the one thing I thought was cool.
I like these. Basically, all these type of games, they are made by people who say, instead of cheering at a sports game or a sporting event, they're the people who go, yay, sports ball.
Yeah.
Like, they're those people. But then they just made a sports game. Like, yeah. They went full circle, and they're all right.
Yeah, we gotta get all the details.
Yeah, right. what if we just, like, made volleyball? Like, what if we just did that?
Hmm.
So, yeah. That was a Nintendo one. Then we have the Sony one.
Sony.
Sony had... They had a bunch of... So, Untitled Goose Game coming out December 14th, I believe, to PS4.
Yep.
No longer Switch exclusive, Switch PC exclusive. You can grab it on a PS4. You need this, by the way?
No.
I'm just cutting it up. After that, my next hated one is Kingdom Hearts Remind in English. Final Fantasy characters are back, baby.
Well, three are.
I guess the three ones we care about.
Are those the three we care about?
Do you really care about Cloud and Sephiroth?
Don't you want that Sephiroth battle?
I guess I want to see it end. Right? Because both games so far, it's just them like, oh my god, you're so strong.
That's true, yeah. I want to see them fucking finish the fight. Yeah.
Oh my god, you're so strong. Let's run away together. Like, some homoerotic shit. What's going on here?
In 2, didn't you get Tifa as a teammate?
I don't know. I think you had to face Tifa at some point.
Okay.
Or was that 1, when you did the Hades arena?
No, you didn't fight her in 1.
Then it was 2, where you had to fight Tifa. No, you had to fight Yuffie and Leon.
Yeah, that's 1.
Oh, that's 1. Okay. Yeah. Did you get Tifa
as and then you fight Cloud in 1.
Yes. You do fight Cloud.
And he fucking flies.
Controversial. I'm going to listen. Unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Hearts Cloud is the coolest Cloud.
Oh.
Straight up.
Oh.
Straight up.
Oh.
He's got the one wing. His sword is fucking wrapped.
Yeah, so that was the one thing about his design I never understood.
It's too sharp.
It was too sharp, so I fucking wrapped it.
So I had to wrap it.
And now it's just a blunt instrument.
His sword is wrapped. He flies around. He's got rad clothes. He's got that shoulder pad.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts Cloud is the coolest Cloud.
Okay, sure. Fucking edgelord. Because Cloud wasn't edgy enough.
No, as it is. I needed Tetsuya Nomura to really just dive in. That's what I needed.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, it's just showing, like, listen, your hearts are connected. And then they show this thing with fucking Axel, the girl, and Roxas.
Is it Noelle?
No. Nunnally? No.
No.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then they're like, heart, the area around their hearts glow.
Yes.
And then link. Yes. And they're like, let's get what we came for, bitches. And they're like, fight people. There's a lot of different playable characters, right? Yep. You're playing as all kinds of people.
Yeah, I think you play as... Do you play as Riku? Or you play as Aqua?
You play as Aqua. You play as... what's her face?
Kairi.
You play as Ventus, I think I saw.
Yeah, you play as Sora.
Sora, yeah. It looks like... It's like, oh, they made the game that they were supposed to make earlier in the year.
Yep.
Assholes.
I still haven't gotten there, so I gotta figure that out.
Finish the game, please. I want to talk to you about end of the year shit about this fucking video game. You gotta finish it.
Okay, you can only pick one that I can finish. You sure this is the one?
Which one is it? This or what?
Monster Hunter.
Okay, here's my question. If you catch up to Monster Hunter,
uh-huh.
Are you gonna keep up with other releases? Like, are you gonna keep up with future title upgrades?
What do you mean?
So, like, if you catch up all the way to most recent,
yeah,
and then you take a break,
yeah,
are you committed to, like, Gold Zenogre? Like,
yeah.
Whatever?
Yeah.
That's a toughie. That's a toughie.
I got 2 weeks of vacation.
You can do both.
Oof, I don't know, man.
You can do both.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I know how my time is currently being. I'm looking at my schedule right now.
Yeah.
And the way it's looking is...
Take half that schedule.
It's already been committed to somebody.
I don't give a shit. Take half that schedule and commit it to your girl Kairi. All right? And then take the other half of that schedule and commit it to your girl, the handler.
Ooh, I don't know how my other girl feel about that if I'm seeing 2 other girls.
They're virtual. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
No, she understands the 2D laifu.
No, she doesn't. She thinks things are for children.
Exactly. She'll be disappointed in me if I give her up for the 2D life.
You know what?
What?
If she can't understand the 2D life, then maybe she's not the one.
Wow.
Maybe she's not the one for you, Vince. Okay. Right? Who are you going to choose? Are you going to choose her or are you going to choose Yoko?
Oh, wow.
What are you going to do?
Wow. I do like red hair.
What are you going to do? Come on.
That's, we'll have to table that discussion.
And I know for a fact she doesn't have red hair. So... Already, point gone. Okay. Point done.
Fair enough. You have a point.
So yeah, Kingdom Hearts is fucking stupid. We've said that before.
Yep.
But the DLC looks even dumber.
And you're gonna buy it.
And I'm gonna buy it. Fuck! Fuck! Oh, I'm so... Oh my god. Fuck me. Fuck me!
No, don't tell that to me.
After that, we had... Platinum Games new game with Square Enix. Babylon's Fall.
It's a dumb name.
It's, I assume, Roman inspired.
It's a very dumb
Greek
name.
Inspired.
It's a very dumb name.
It's way more video game generic than I expected to come out of a Japanese studio.
Yes.
Especially from the fucking studio that gave us Nier Automata.
I know. Like, that was creative as right? Fuck. I couldn't make sense of it. But eventually,
yes. He did. But yeah, like, Babylon's Fall, that's very American generic-ass video game name.
Yeah.
Right? It's not great. But it's a character action game made by Platinum, and they showed some gameplay, and you have, like, 3 fucking swords.
Yeah.
And you have spine lasers.
Yeah.
You, like, just explode people into blue.
You certainly do.
It looks cool. It looks like a Platinum Games game, which is what I want. I want cool shit.
That's the stuff you need in your life.
I do. I need that ish in my life. And then after that, Project Resistance.
Ah,
the exclusive single player campaign of Project Resistance.
Yes.
Which is actually Resident Evil 3.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 3 is the actual real game, and Project Resistance is the multiplayer to that game.
So it looks like I'll be buying this game.
Yeah. Resident Evil 3, my dude.
Yeah, man.
It looks sexy.
It sure does. Jill looks sexy.
Jill looks sexy. Oh, my God. Mm. But she did not become a Jill sandwich. She is...
Of course not.
...there fighting the nemesis.
Jill is still the best Resident Evil character. Who are you gonna pick? Who are you gonna pick against him? Who are you gonna pick? Ada Wong.
Strong contender. strong contender. But let me tell you about
Leon S. Kennedy.
No. Let me tell you about Resident Evil Zero.
Oh no, 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 no! You can't go there. Right. That's a disgusting game.
What if I were to say that Resident Evil Zero maybe has the best female character.
No, it doesn't.
In the game?
I would take Ashley from 4.
Over? Really? Redfield's sister? Is that her name?
Claire?
Claire Redfield, is that her name?
Yeah, Claire.
Is that Ashley? I'm going to Google this.
It's Claire Redfield. Claire. It's Claire.
Yeah. Oh, no, Claire is Resident Evil 2.
Oh, then who's
Resident Evil Zero girl? Resident Evil Zero girl.
That's the most generic.
Rebecca Chambers.
Oh, Rebecca Chambers. Yeah, I'd rather take Ashley.
Rebecca Chambers.
I mean, Rebecca Chambers is cool, but...
I would only take Ashley over Rebecca Chambers if Ashley is in the night suit.
When she's invincible?
Yeah. And she cannot be carried. Yes. Yes. It's the only way.
Point still stands. Jill Valentine.
Jill Valentine's fucking rad.
Yeah, she's the best Resident Evil character.
Tofu, though.
Wow. Wow.
Tofu, though.
Wow. I'm not even speaking to you anymore.
After this, we're done.
You better go to Food Pan. Fuck, get out of here.
What about Hunk Meat?
Oh.
Or whatever his fucking name is.
No. No.
So, yeah, Jill is chilling. She's got a backup character.
She does.
Some blonde Mexican dude.
Is he blonde?
No, he's black-haired Mexican.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
Some blonde-haired Mexican dude, or black-haired Mexican dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nemesis is back. There was a developer diary that showed some of the gameplay. But yeah, this game looks fucking nice.
It does.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty
nice. It looks so nice that I don't believe it's on the PS4 only.
What are you saying?
I'm saying PS5 is coming out next holiday season.
What are you saying?
And then mysteriously, this game will be delayed. No, it'll be re-released.
Okay.
Because the release date's like March or some shit.
Yes.
I think that's the same time as the fucking Yakuza collection.
Mm, everything's out in March.
That's rough.
Everything's out.
Yo,
March.
Q1 looks nuts for video games. It's a wild time.
I'm just remembering that Final Fantasy VII is March.
Eh, who cares?
Persona of the Royal March.
Ooh, I should pre-order that.
Oh, the mask set?
The mask one.
Okay, go for it.
So good.
You do. What's the next game?
The next one...
Bacon Shake?
No. There was one more.
Yeah. Paper Animals in VR.
No. Fuck it. That's stupid. VR games are dumb.
Okay.
What was it?
The Ghost.
Oh, that's why. I don't want... They fucking ended the show with Ghost of Tsushima.
What a shitty looking game.
It looks so bad. This edgelord dumb shit. It's so weeb.
Yeah, it is.
It's so weeb.
But it makes sense when you... I forgot that it was Sucker Punch.
Yeah. It's not even a Japanese studio.
That's why it's so.
Oh, it's so it's like weeb in that like really like outsider way.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, you know what? Like while you were sitting here coding, I was studying the way of the blade. Like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just like, why? Why is this? Who's looking forward to this video game? Sekiro already came out. It's over.
Ain't over till it's over, baby.
It's over.
Ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, like showed a fucking two Mongols being like, hey, get out of the way, bitch, or I'll kill you. And then edgy lord in the fucking background said nothing and looked in the shadow and was windy.
Yeah.
And there was a... This, yo, Japan has the most trees, apparently.
No, it does.
Japan is... Apparently Japan is all trees. That's all it is. It's just trees.
Yeah.
The whole country's a forest.
It needs to be that way. That's the game plan.
Because how else are we going to have these perpetually fall leaves? Just falling all the time. Never not falling.
That's how it's done.
This is ridiculous. Does anyone actually... Can someone write in? Does anybody actually think this game looks good? I can't tell.
I just remember when it was shown off at E3 and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, this looks slow as shit. It looks fucking boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like For Honor.
Yeah.
To me, the show ended at Babylon's Fall.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, there's that.
Okay.
Then after that, we have a Monster Hunter update.
Yep.
So, Monster Hunter is going to have its winter event.
Yep.
With the winter event, they are bringing out all the previous event quests. You can do all that, all the farming you want, all that stuff. You will get special Asian-inspired costumes.
I'm feeling the girl one.
The girl one's fucking sexy.
Yeah.
It's like kung fu sexy though. Like she's tough. Yeah.
It's that Chun-Li outfit.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, no.
No.
It's a Chinese dress.
It's a Chinese dress, but like modified for combat.
Yes. You know that cut that goes up the side of a girl's dress?
Yeah.
It's extra cut.
What was the game on the Xbox from BioWare where you were Chinese dudes?
Jade Empire?
Jade Empire. It's very Jade Empire.
Okay, yes.
It's very Jade Empire.
I love that game.
I'll talk about it. It's very Jade Empire.
Yeah.
Other than that, there is... There's like new poses. You can pose with your weapon. Some new room shit. But they also showed the other event, which is the Year 2 celebration event. And it's fucking space themed.
Yeah.
Everything is galaxy.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
It's cool looking. I recommend people look it up. Look up the Year 2 appreciation event. It looks cool.
It does. It's just so...
It's so out of this world.
I was going to say it. I had to stop myself and be like, no.
Just say it. No. Just live in the pun.
No, man. That shit's too rad.
It's super rad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks super cool. I can't wait to make all those galaxy armors and all that shit. But yeah, that was that Monster Hunter update. Mm-hmm. But they also came out with a 4.5 update video. It's about 7 minutes where they show the new Siege. Because in the last one, they focus a lot on the Aloy shit and Stygians and Ogre. Mm-hmm. In this one, they focus on the new Xenogeva. Mm. Xenogeva will work as a multi-layered battle, just like Kul of Torath. Is it Kul of Torath or is it Kul of Torath? I don't know. So yeah, it works as a multi-stage battle. You will fight this monster. When it gets low on health, it'll go to different areas around the arena to suck up more energy. And it's a cumulative battle. You have to group up with 16 other players, go off on parties, farm weapons.
Yeah.
And so in the same way where you got special gold weapons from Xenogeva, from Kul of Torath, you get special weapons from adult Xenogeva.
Yeah.
And these ones are cool because you can just upgrade them forever.
Yeah, you have 5 slots. Mm-hmm. And as you continue to grind and get powers, you can keep upgrading those components 5 times each.
Yeah. And like you can swap out ones for other ones. If there's a power you don't want, you can just like forego that upgrade. And then the next time you roll, you'll have a higher chance of getting a better one and stuff like that. I think the really cool one is that when you beat the raid, you are guaranteed a weapon drop of one that you're currently equipped.
Yes.
Right? Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, I want to really farm the light bow gun. Yeah. Then I equip the light bow gun when I do the thing and do whatever. So you will get your favorite weapon. The thing here is that, say you get a hammer and I get a hammer. The stats on those hammer are exactly the same.
Yeah.
The thing that's randomized is the element.
Yes.
Right? So where you might get a fire weapon that has 40 fire.
Yeah.
I'll get an ice weapon, but it'll also have 40 ice.
Yeah.
So the stats are identical. It's just whatever upgrades you put on in those 5 slots, and it's whatever element you prefer. Mm-hmm. Right? So this seems like the kind of true end game armor or end game weapon. I see a lot of stuff with, I saw some screenshots of people getting like sharpness 5, and they basically have like handicraft 5 without having to equip anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So this seems like it will, if you can really get it going, it will allow you to customize your build in the exact way you want.
Definitely sounds like a time sink.
Yeah. It's that end game, baby.
Yeah.
Until the new end game comes out.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah. There's also new Xenogeva armor, which apparently when you unsheath your weapon will release its true power. Yeah. But they didn't show it. So.
Also, we now have high rank layered armor.
Yay! No. And they're considering Iceborne layered armor.
What the fuck?
Like, dude, you know why Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate was my game of the year?
Why?
Because fucking layered armor, baby.
He's got everything.
You could do it. You could do everything.
Yeah.
You could do it all.
Yeah. That
is, you could do it all.
Is that all the picks?
I think that's it. I can consult the drive.
I think we've exhausted all the picks.
But I think we've exhausted all the picks.
Okay, let's move into the weeks.
Okay.
This week I finished Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Finally. Let me borrow it.
It's on my PlayStation.
Fuck. Give me your PlayStation.
What a wild ride. What a wild ride.
So, in the echelon of modern warfare,
yes.
Where is it? That's what I want to know. Is it better than 1? Is it better than 2?
It's not better than 1.
Is it better than 3?
3 is the one where...
Is it the worst one?
Does Soap die in 3?
I think, like, fucking everybody dies in 3.
It's tough to say because I haven't played 2 and 3 in a while. I remember really liking 3.
2's got no Russian.
2 does have no Russian. Like, yeah, this one doesn't...
I think 2 also has Defend the Burger Hut.
Oh, yeah, it does. So this one doesn't do anything as...
Edgy
as, let's say, 1 or 2.
The game sucks dick. I don't know what to say.
But the ride is way more exciting than any other ones.
Okay.
You do some of the coolest shit in this game. Ireland. It's a good time.
Okay.
It's a good time. If you need to just shoot somebody, yeah. They also...
Someone needs to clip. It's a good time. If you need to shoot somebody and just end it. Like, out of context.
If they also introduced their multiplayer seasons.
Okay.
So season 1 just started.
Yeah.
I don't really know what it's about, but it looks fucking cool.
Can I get skins?
I think so.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and they start you off with a special gun.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So I'm going to jump into that and figure out what that's all about.
Get stomped by Zoomers.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Or Gen Z or whatever it is.
Yeah, so that looks like fun. What else did I watch? Full Metal Alchemist. I'm on episode 37.
Mm-hmm.
I'm past the halfway point. It's a pretty interesting show.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Okay.
I definitely feel like I need to, like, at some point, shotgun to the end. Because, like... I just need to watch it all in one go now.
Do it.
I just
especially can't. The end,
I just can't find the time.
Yeah, you can. You're doing all this dumb shit. Just start doing not dumb shit.
I'm trying really.
You're like watching television. Like, stop. Stop doing that.
I'm not watching television. I'm just watching Full Metal in my spare time now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I think. Yeah. I got questions.
What?
I got questions
that all can be answered later.
Yeah, okay. Like I got questions all surrounding his father. All
right.
Yeah, their father.
Oh, you'll.
And the father.
Yeah, it's okay.
And
just finish the show.
And everyone.
Just finish the show.
Yeah.
Just finish it.
So I'll get down to that.
Yo, but Armstrong's sister though.
She's the best.
Oh, she's so good.
She's the best.
Woo, baby.
She's the ice queen.
I love her.
My type. Perfect.
This is the girl that we're gonna fight over.
Oh, is this the girl?
This is the one.
Oh, interesting.
This is the one.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to wait. I have to go to the end and see first.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So that's that. And then the other thing I did was wait. This way, that way, that way. Nothing.
You just did Full Metal.
Yeah.
If that's the case, how come you didn't finish it? You had a week.
I've been doing other things.
Disappointed in you.
No, you're not disappointed in me.
I'm disappointed in you.
No, you're not disappointed in me.
I'm disappointed.
No, you're not disappointed. All right. You, in fact, what you are is happy.
I'm disappointed.
Okay, great.
Well, added an extra syllable in there.
Okay, well, what was your week like then, huh?
My week.
Just as disappointing?
My week, I played a little of a lot of games.
Okay.
Where I just went back in time, baby. I played Jade Empire.
Oh, why?
Because it's in my Steam list.
Oh, God. That was great in 2004, but like, I don't know if it's still great now.
You can tell it was made in 2004.
Okay.
Okay. Playing on a mouse and keyboard, also maybe not the best. I'm probably going to try and figure out how to hook up my Xbox controller to it.
That's how I played it.
Yeah. I also own it on the Xbox.
Oh, what the fuck?
But my Xbox is stored away.
Okay.
So I'm just playing, I was playing it on my PC. That game's cool. I like what it's putting down. I made a purely magic character.
Oh.
Yeah, I went for the magique instead of the kung fu fists.
Sure.
And that's, yeah, for like the hour I played it, 2 hours I played it, that game's cool. I can totally see why that game was fun.
Yeah, I like think that game was the follow-up to Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, remember Space Jedi? What about Kung Fu China? Like,
exactly.
So yeah, that was cool. Then I started playing more of... I played Doom 2016 again.
Again?
Yeah. I loaded it up on my PC because I want to see how it looked on the PC. It looks fucking awesome on the PC. I cranked up the difficulty to ultraviolence. And that game is actually a lot more fun with the harder difficulty.
Okay.
Because it forces you to actually use the mechanics of the game. Which is melee finishers give you health, chainsaws give you ammo... Murder people with cool weapons, rinse, repeat, do whatever, right? And it, you have to be moving at all times because one guy swipes you and like half your life is gone.
I see.
So it's kind of like how I recommend if you're competent at games, like play The Last of Us on realistic.
Yeah.
Like maybe play Doom on ultraviolet.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. All
right.
So it's a neat experience.
Is there a mode I could play like one button mode?
In Doom?
Yeah.
No, but there is a game for you. It's called Bayonetta. Bayonetta does have action automatic or easy automatic mode where you can play with one button.
Okay.
Other than that, I've been packing a lot.
Yes.
I've been shopping a lot for Christmas to get it all the way because I'm not going to be here.
So how are you going to do your gifts then? Like,
gave them to everyone already.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, are you going to mail them out on Christmas Day?
No.
Like a boss?
No. I gave
have shit show up on the 23rd.
No, I gave them out already, but I know for you guys and other stuff, I'm just going to get something in Japan.
Fair enough.
Right? Like, why? You want some boring ass North American shit? I don't think so.
Kinda.
You want that boob mouse pad.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Now I'm scared.
You want that eye mask with the anime girls on it.
Shit. Ooh. No.
Don't you want that body pillow?
If you can bring that back.
Again, I have an empty luggage. Empty.
Okay.
I need something to protect my purchases.
We'll see.
So I'll line the outside of the luggage in body pillow.
Oh, fuck. We shall see.
So yeah, unfortunately, I haven't been doing too much. I beat Lieutenant Surge in Pokemon Red. My Graveler, fucking rock throwing bitches into the ocean. Like, that's...
Dude, why don't you just... evolve it.
What, my Graveler?
Yeah.
Because I don't have... I don't know where my Link cable is, and I don't know where my other Game Boy is.
That's a shame. Forever a Graveler.
Forever a Graveler. Until I turn him into a Golem.
Yeah, never.
One day.
Okay.
One day I'll play... I'll start up Blue, and then I'll just go catch a Rattatat, and I'll trade it over. Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Other than... Oh, fucking HMs in that game suck. You have to, like, walk up to the thing, then go into a menu, then select the Pokemon, then select the HM.
Oh, yeah. You can't just...
You can't just walk up and be like, Beedrill, use cut. Like,
yeah, that's right.
That sucks.
I forgot.
So, yeah, I beat Lieutenant Surge. I'm kind of lost on where to go now. I don't remember.
You're going to Lavender Town next.
Yeah, but I don't know how to get to that cave.
Oh.
Is it the Zapdos area?
No, but you just keep going right.
From Cerulean. Because if I go right from
Vermilion,
it's Snorlax.
Yeah, then you go from Cerulean.
Okay, then you go right.
Because you went
okay.
south from Cerulean.
Yeah, you went south. So then you go back to Cerulean, you go west, or sorry, east.
Yeah.
And then there's the further area, which is Zapdos Power Plant.
No, you don't go there.
You don't. It's too far.
Yeah.
And you want to go, okay, got it. So yeah, I'm fighting people. I'm leveling up my Pokemon. Again, Gloom, OP as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just sleep powder all day.
Okay.
Fucking busted.
All right.
Yeah.
I see. You've also been doing...
Oh, I went to go see a concert.
Ah.
Okay. I went to go see a band I really liked. They're from America. It's called Battles.
Battles.
They're kind of like an experimental rock band. A band that opened them for them was called Gorilla Toss, but it's gorilla as in like guerrilla warfare.
Oh.
Yeah, so Gorilla Toss. And they were really good. I really liked them. They're apparently art rock or...
Art rock.
Art rock or noise punk. Between those two. Oh, yeah.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Music genres are fucking weird. But I really liked them. I ended up buying a t-shirt. But yeah, Battles played in concert. The drummer of that concert is now 51.
Damn.
And it's him and one other guy now. There used to be like four people in the band, but now it's just down to two. And that guy drums his... He's the best... I'm sorry, other guy. He's the best part of that band.
He's the drum master.
Yeah, he's the best part of that band. Anytime there was a song with heavy percussion, you're just like, fuck, he's ripping it. And by they played like a solid hour.
Yeah, yeah.
In this tiny concert hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the end of it, he's just drenched in sweat. But it was a fantastic, fantastic concert. I had a really good time.
Good shit.
Yeah. And then other than that, it's pretty chill. It's pretty chill. I played more Death Stranding. I built some more Highway. I learned that I'm fucking invincible when it comes to other human NPCs.
Yeah.
Whenever the mules or people come at you, it's just like, fuck you, Bola Gun, you're dead. Yeah. Like sometimes they come at, they have the power legs and they run at you real fast and you're just like, fuck you, Bola Gun.
Yeah.
And it's so busted. Sometimes in that game though, I don't understand their choices. Like, I don't know. I get hit by a guy with a giant electric spear and I take like zero damage. But also, I get hit by a guy with like an electric spear. I get paralyzed. I get all kinds of shit done to me.
Yeah.
I fall off a cliff with a ton worth of equipment, fall 20 feet. And I don't die.
Nothing happens.
Nothing. You just pick up all your shit and start walking again. It's like, man, Norman Reedus.
That sounds about right.
There's some weird, Like, oh, I can carry, like half a ton worth of shit on my back and I just wobble all over the place. But if I take the shit on my back and then also add another ton worth of shit to a bike, I'm fine. Right? I can just drive very slowly, but also...
Yeah, I hear you.
No balance issues, right?
Okay.
There's some really weird choices that the game does.
Yeah.
In terms of gameplay.
I understand.
But yeah, apparently I'm like 50% done because I've connected half of America.
Half
of America. I'm working on the other half. I'm delivering pizzas to people.
Work harder.
I unlocked the bot deliveries.
Ooh.
So simpler deliveries I can just put on a robot.
Sounds cute.
And it's automated. And it does the delivery for me.
Cool.
I don't have to play the game. It's turning into a mobile game.
Ha!
I don't have to play the game. I can get bots to deliver packages for me.
Man, what is happening?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But the one thing I did realize about the game that has become now annoying in retrospect is that when you put minerals and shit, like you can get metals, ceramics, whatever, and you can store them in your base.
Yeah.
Right? You can take them out at a later date.
Yeah.
It turns out that when you put shit in the base, it's not a communal pool. It is, that pool is only for that base.
Oh.
So if you have a highway that you need to build and the base near the highway has no materials, you have to drive 15 minutes to the other side of the fucking map to pick up minerals to where when you stack it on your bike, you're slow as fuck because you're overburdened. And then it takes half an hour to ride your motorcycle back to the highway to build another section of highway.
I see.
I see why this game is 40 hours. Because it takes for fucking ever.
It just sounds like a wonderful masterpiece.
I'm so conflicted, my dude. I'm so conflicted. It's the purest video game I've ever played.
But that's not necessarily the best. Sometimes purity, absolute purity, is not good.
I'm not going to beat it before we talk about end of the year shit.
No, you're not.
Most definitely.
Because you're not beating it tonight.
I'm not beating it tonight. You're correct. Yeah, I'm so conflicted.
Okay. Well, thank you.
But it is definitely a video game.
Ooh, okay.
Most definitely. It is. It is a video game ass video game.
By default, yes.
By default, yes. It came out on a game system and I can play it. It is a video game. Yes. Yes. You heard it here first. Game of the year, Tap Titans 2.
Whoa. I didn't realize we had agreed to that.
No. Yeah, and that's been my week. I've just been preparing for my trip, making sure I got all the things I need, and I confide to all the airline regulations.
Okay. Good shit.
Yeah.
I guess that's it for us then.
Yep.
That's it for us for the year.
Yeah. Yo, that's it. That's it for us for the decade.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, baby.
We out of here. I guess we'll...
You know what? End of the decade, I want to thank all of our listeners.
Sure.
You know, just for listening to us this whole time. Like, we have some people here, like, been listening since year two.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you got any for listening since year one.
I think a few of them are from year one.
Right? Like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for doing that. That's fucking rad.
It is pretty cool. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You have been with us for a long time.
You've been through us through most of our 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, and when I think of it that way, you've been with me for a third of my life.
I've been with you for a third of your life.
Oh, aww. I was talking about the listeners, but okay. Aww. But yeah, I guess you too. Aww. Shit.
Damn. Oh, you've been with me for a third of my life. Fuck.
Sucker.
Ugh.
Actually, for me, it's more. Because you're younger than me.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting. I hate percentages.
Mine's like 33%. Ugh. 34, 35%.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So, that sucks, man.
Oof. 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 F's in the chat.
Oof. yeah, no, thanks for listening, guys.
That's another year of podcast. I think we're not going to be... If you've noticed, we haven't updated Anime Club in 2 weeks because we just haven't had time to watch anime.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll be back next year. We'll see.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think when we get... I mean, it is that time of year. Everyone is getting busy, mm-hmm. whether you like it or not.
Yep.
You know, for you out there who have children, I'm sure, like, you guys are gearing up for the holidays. You might have trips going on.
Suckers.
For all of you kids who are still in school, I know you're cramming for your exams, and then you just want to, like, zone out and do jack shit, so you're not going to be...
You know what you can do zone out to? Our podcast.
I don't know. No, you got a social life. You got families to go to.
You can introduce them to the podcast.
Who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? Y'all are going... For all you who are finishing school, you're going back to work right now. Because I remember what happens in between semesters. You get that... Especially around this time of year, you get a job to make all that money to pay for January.
Oof.
Or you go home and you work like a month in your hometown somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, a lot of people do that. So that's always fun time. And then, yeah, besides family and whatnot, I'm sure y'all are going to have a fun time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I may or may not do something. Who knows? Depends if...
I saw a tweet recently
that
said you were building Gundams.
Oh, shit. You saw that.
Right? I saw that.
So, yeah, let's just... My life has gotten exponentially more better and more worse at the same time. So we will see what happens. It's funny how it works out though, right?
You did build a Gundam. Or you're building a Gundam?
I am.
I don't know where it is.
No, it's not here.
Okay.
It's in my room.
You're building a Gundam.
Yeah.
In the home base.
Yes, I'm using my desk.
Wow.
I've got lamps.
Oh, you got lamps.
I've got lamps.
Oh my
I god. I even have paint picked out.
Oh my god. Who are you?
I don't know. I saw it at the store. I was like, holy fuck, I really want this. And the person said, fucking buy it and make a damn video. And I said, okay. I shall.
I've been telling you that for months, you fuck. I'll do it. What? I'll do what needs to be done for you to make a video.
No.
Listen.
No.
If that's what needs to be done.
I don't need you to do anything.
If that's what needs to be done, I'll take one for the team.
Oh my God. You're going to throw it back for a real
I'll throw it back for a real one. I'll hit him with the lilac, oh, baby. Shit. I'll hit him with the lilac.
No. Disgusting.
Yo, sometimes you just gotta eat the booty like groceries. Oh, no.
Oh, wow. So we were going around the whole thing. Now you're just like.
That's always the best, right? You end it with this. Here's the obvious. This is what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, then. On that note, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
See you next decade.
Bye-bye.